So we put together kind of a series of programs. It's a three-part series, and we're showing one part of it tomorrow at Basilica. Yeah.
So is this going to be a thing that happens again? The second and third parts are going to happen later?
Well, there's about 16 or 17 venues around the world where we're showing the program, and a lot of the screenings have happened already.
So this isn't just a Hudson project, this is an international project.
Yeah. So the first iteration of it happened in New York in May, which was actually an installation of videos. And then we had the screening of two parts of it, an anthology in,
Anthology Film Archives in Manhattan.
yeah, in July. And then since then, it's been in Portland, Berlin, and I was just in Europe, touring with it for a couple of the screenings, one which was in Paris, and three in Amsterdam. And then since then, last week, there were two in the UK, one in London, one in Newcastle. And then next month, Buffalo, LA. It's even going all the way to Chile. And yeah, several more. But all the screenings are on our website, which is www.kinemanippon.org.
And I know Hudson gets has a good reputation in the art world, but is it on par with those other cities? Well, why is this in Hudson? Is it because you're here in Hudson?
Yeah, I guess it's because I'm here. I wanted to do something with Basilica, and just seemed like a good opportunity to.
And you're here in Hudson. We're getting press releases from you from TSL. Is that your job?
Yeah,
Yes.
that's
Okay.
right.
So that's what you're doing when you're not putting together film programs. Yeah.
Right.
Here in Hudson. So the proceeds from the film Friday, if when people come, they're going to the earthquake relief in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. We're working with Japan Society in New York with their Japan Earthquake Relief Fund. Yeah. And all the proceeds from all of the venues are going to them.
And how are you re- do you have friends and family in Japan or
I do. I was born in Tokyo and I lived there till I was five. And my co-curator is also half Japanese. And yeah, we just.
So, how is the recovery, or the I don't know if recovery is the correct word even. We're just seeing reports of like radioactive rice and things like that. Are things going well over there, or?
Well, I was just speaking with one of our filmmakers who I met in Amsterdam. He was doing a tour there of his films, and he was saying that it's still, I haven't been there since it's happened, but he said it's still so different, and everyone still buys bottled water just to boil food or cook food, and like just the overall climate, emotionally, and is just so different. He said people don't really go to music events and art events, and it's just
I'm guessing the economy is probably it took a beating too,
yeah.
so that probably makes all those things kind of more difficult as on their own
Yeah.
without the earthquake and the radioactive rice and things like that.
Exactly. And like one of the big main changes you can see right off the bat is just how dark it is in Tokyo at night. Like they keep all the lights off in the
Because
city.
there's fewer power plants,
Right.
so there's Well, well. Tell us about the program, I guess. Now, I don't want to get too deep and dark with the
Yeah.
what's going on in Japan, but
The films in particular. Yeah, like I said, this is one of three of the curated programs. The first one is mostly kind of more graphic films, meaning they deal with like the texture of the cinematic medium, or like digital or celluloid textures, and like everything you're seeing is kind of on the surface of the film itself. And
So these aren't narrative, they're more
no, the
nonlinear.
yeah, these are all experimental works. And this set has much more, representational images, but they are kind of somehow doing kind of formally transforming the image to kind of alter your experience of time and space. So, for example, the first two films, they're kind of two films in one project by Tomonari Nishikawa. And what he does is, with a 16mm Bolex, he masks, he kind of made a system to separate the lens into 30 different parts. And he would do multiple exposure technique to expose parts, like certain boxes in the frame, and then rewind the film back and then film over it. And he did this all around this one metro line in Tokyo. So you're kind of in one shot getting to see multiple different times occurring in the same frame. And a couple other works kind of do something with time and space in a different way. One of them is Shiho Kano's film, in which she was inspired by an early Japanese filmmaker called Itami Manzaku. And she kind of was inspired by his travel photography and took his photographs and kind of reimagined what he experienced on his travels and shot footage in those locations. And then she kind of weaves it in with some of his older footage. So different things like that. And then most of the works are contemporary from the last decade, but one of them is from the 60s, from 1969, Toshio Matsumoto's For the Damaged Right Eye, which is a shorter work he did kind of in conjunction with a seminal feature film of his called Funeral Parade of Roses. And a lot of the footage is from that film, actually.
So how many films are there altogether Friday night?
There are, let's see, I should know this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but two of them are kind of part of one project, so.
And they're all from Japanese filmmakers.
Yeah, they're all Japanese filmmakers, and they all donated the rights to the films for the benefit.
Oh, that's great. And what are some of the other details? It is it 8 o'clock Friday
it's
night?
It's at 8 o'clock at Basilica, and doors are at 7:30.
And I don't remember the Basilica address off the top of my head, but it's down by the Hudson train station and Strong Tree Coffee. And if you go a little past that, you'll see it on the big building on the left.
Yeah.
Right down by the waterfront. And so that's going to be in the side theater room, probably?
Yeah, I'm exactly. Guessing. Yeah. And yeah, the total program is 67 minutes. And I also wanted to mention we made a publication to go with our whole project, which has interviews with a lot of the filmmakers, because, you know, we anticipated none of the filmmakers being present for a lot of the screening. So we did kind of Q&As with them, and they're specific about the works in the program, kind of talking about the, you know, formal approach they took to making these works. And several other interesting text goodies in here. And we're selling these for $5 at the screening.
At the show. And is there a website people can go to if they want more information?
Yeah. Our website is www.kinemanippon.org. And that's KINEMANIPPON.org. And actually, the PDF is on there for free if you want to download it and check it out before the screening. Do your homework.
All right, I think yeah. That's everything everybody needs to know. So come on by Basilica Industria for
oh, and it's $5.
$5,
yeah.
For Kinema Nippon, the show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at Basilica Hudson in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you, Eileen Nash, for coming by the WGXC afternoon show, and hopefully a lot of people will turn out Friday night then.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back after this.